Good morning, everybody. It's very energetic for 7 a.m., which it is here at WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. I'll be here with you for 2 hours today until 9 a.m., until 1,000 Points of Light with Jay comes in. I've got a bunch of freeform and new noise today, and I also have guests in each of the 2 hours. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're expecting Garrett from Speed Fossil and Kevin from Glowbox. Speed Fossil's got a beautiful new track that we're going to debut, and Kevin's here from Glowbox because, well, there's some collaboration happening between the two bands. Garrett will talk about why he'll be playing bass with them for a little while, so that's pretty cool. And here in the 7 o'clock hour, we've got our friends Girl with a Hawk. I have three members of the band, and we'll say hi to them in just a second. And we also have Chris Johnson, who is the founder and big boss man over at Mark Skin Radio. He's laughing at me, but that's all right. But I'm going to bring up their mics so we can all say hi. I'm going to do ladies first, because that's just the way I am. I spy with my little eye Linda Viennes.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. So happy to be here. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful morning. We're with our good friends.
It's a lovely hour to be here.
Couldn't be better. Mike is wearing his red on red t-shirt, representing.
Yeah, representing.
It's great to be here, Mike. Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. Hi, Linda. Daniel Coughlin.
Yes.
He didn't grab a mic, but...
I'm fine. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't talk much anyway.
Well, fabulously dressed as always.
Thank you very much.
Even at this hour, dude. What is that?
This is last night, so.
Perfect answer.
I slept on my couch last night.
Yep. And Richard over there on mic, too. Hello.
Good morning, Mike. You're looking bright and chipper.
Yeah, I'm fooling everybody. That's for sure.
Like wood chipper.
Yeah. Welcome, Richard. Nice to see you, Richard, always.
Good to see
and,
you.
And Christopher Johnson, how you doing?
I'm doing great now that I'm here. It's a little early.
Have you noticed that?
I'm kind of starting to realize that, like, I came over the hill, you know, from parts west, the Dragonland, and the sun was coming up. Just the weirdest thing.
It's a phenomenon that happens regularly.
I've heard about this.
Have you heard about it?
Well, it really was quite beautiful this morning.
Well, we're feeling the rock, Mike.
I'm sure you saw it coming from West Rock.
Indeed.
You guys are so different than me. You're making happy things about the situation that we find ourselves in.
We have to. We're so lucky to still have you on air, for God's sakes, and hopefully it's going to flip again, but...
Hopefully.
You've had a million guests. Obviously, people are just embracing it, Mike, so it's all good.
Well, you know, I throw them a little bit extra, you know, sometimes just to come in.
We're all just acting. That's what we're doing.
That's right. It's all a performance, you know.
That's correct. So rather than assume that all of our listeners know you as well as I do, let's just do a little quick exercise, shall we? We'll just go through each one of you. Jeez, I'm all tangled up in the cord. Sorry. We'll do like, hello, my name is. I have been doing this in the Boston area for this many years, and I joined Girl with a Hawk under these circumstances. So again, ladies first.
Okay.
Linda Viennes, everybody.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mike. So, I mean, honestly, I had been out of the scene for a very long time, raising my daughter, and hadn't, you know, Richard and I had a studio project called Kingdom of Love for many years, and that was a godsend because, you know, I could at least be making music with him. I just couldn't be out really at night.
Yeah.
And then during COVID, I just felt like, you know, there's another band that a live band that needs to happen, and Richard and I and Daniel had moved back from Los Angeles, so we just kind of put our minds together and our spirits together and started Girl with a Hawk during the pandemic.
Yep.
And then you had our first gig in September of 21. So it's a new band. It's you know, it's still the young band, not by our chronological years, but by its band life. And we feel really honored and, you know, so thrilled that we grew as much as we have and got to have as many amazing experiences in those 2 years, in the past 2 years. And the most significant thing for us at the time that happened in the past year was we got signed to Red on Red Records with a very old dear friend, Justine Kovalt. So that was a very very special kind of coming full circle, because we had known her in the 80s moment. And, you know, and in that 6 months with her, again, because she was such a force and the community was so strong, we just grew kind of exponentially, got exposed to so many people through her and the opportunities she provided. And now here we are.
I mean, what Justine did was groundbreaking. And and the fact that she started it during the pandemic.
Exactly.
And the fact that she focused on and let the light shine on women-led bands.
Exactly.
Just so much to say about her.
So much to say. I mean, so much has been said, but we honestly feel her guiding us still and feel, you know, very indebted to her and really feel proud to carry on her legacy of supporting other women, especially, I mean, and championing other women and young artists and... you know, connecting the community and lifting everybody up. That's what she represented.
She did. And all right, Linda, thank you. Welcome, as always.
Thank you.
All right, Daniel, if you can slide over to one of those mics.
Yeah, okay.
Now, she sort of gave it away a little bit. I mean, you've been in the scene forever as well, but you did go over to Los Angeles. And,
yes.
And now you're back because obviously you're sitting here right in front of me. And all right, so tell us so tell us a little bit about what it was like back then, because you've known Linda pretty much forever. So start there, if you would.
God, the early 80s. I don't know. It was just a magical time, and we're all just blessed to live through it. I mean, there were clubs everywhere. You could see amazing bands, amazing music, 7 nights of the week.
Yep.
And met lifelong friends, and it honestly, those years changed my life. And
because he was a baby, what he's not saying is he auditioned for our band Children of Paradise when he was like 18 years old, 19
years
old. And so he was a baby, and he came to town, and we've been friends ever since.
Yeah. And I was living the rock and roll dream, and I joined the band because I could then get into clubs because I was underage too, so everything worked out really well.
That's such a common theme. So you're a guitar player.
Yes, that's what they tell me. Yeah.
Okay, and so your contribution will be we'll shine a light on your contribution because we didn't mention yet that the real reason that we're here is to debut your new song in memory of Justine.
Yes,
and I first saw the song being performed at the Hall of Fame, a video that was online, and I got to say, I didn't tell you this yet, but I noticed you on stage doing that, and you're featured in that song, and I love the feedback that you did, and it really brings the song home. So,
thank you very much. Thank you very much.
It was awesome. You guys will all get to hear it in a little while. All right, and Richard Lamphere. Kilmarnock Street, I remember about you. You've been in Boston for a long time, and you like everybody, has known Linda for a long time. Tell us a little bit about you, keyboards, guitars, background vocals, all sorts of things you do.
Well, Kilmarnock Street has changed a lot since. But that was where Linda and I had a practice space. It's where we met about 150 years ago.
Yeah.
And... you know, even though that was so long ago, I had already put out my first records before I ever moved to Boston, so been at it for quite some time. And, you know, I've always been really into technology and, you know, having a piece in the recording process and just everything to do with electronics. It's up my alley to sort of, like, help out on that front. And then with Live Girl with a Hawk, I play keyboards and piano and organ, and we just have a lot of fun on that front, and it's been great, and we're really happy to finally get some physical product out. You know, it's a new era now, and you know, so there's kind of like this question of why with physical product versus streaming distribution and stuff like that, but we think you know, people just like to have a little physical object in their hands, and so we're happy to provide that and really hope people get into it.
Yes, and I think, yeah, it's very important to emphasize Richard as our producer and really chief
co-producer.
Chief co-producer with me, yes. But chief wrangler of tracks. And I mean, it's been a very DIY situation. And he is, you know, when you hear it with the EP, the five songs together, you're just like, whoa. And that's coming December 8th. But Feel Me, you know, produced by us, and Richard just has done a yeoman's job at making it sound good. So we're very grateful for that.
Absolutely. And we're grateful, too, that you guys are still doing what you're doing after all this time. And let me just sort of piggyback off of what Richard said, having physical product out and everything. That represents a change that happened because Red on Red is no longer, unfortunately. So you guys had to, like all of the Red on Red artists, had to find a new place to live in a record company. And that's happened. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we feel unbelievably honored. We've just been floating, really, since Justine passed away, and kind of regrouping and grieving and just you know, recommitting to that we are going to go on and we're going to keep doing this and not going to be waylaid by it, but just still feel her so strongly. And we weren't looking actually to, officially or anything. We just were hanging out and doing our thing, and Lou Mansdorf reached out so generously, so thoughtfully, saying, "I want to hear what you guys have." Dan Kopko and Jesse Mayer and other people had, you know, kind of talked us up to him, which is so generous of them. And so we didn't know we were on his radar. I literally just met Lou because of the pandemic and not being on the scene. I had never met Lou actually until the Regent, until that Hall of Fame.
So weeks ago.
Weeks ago. Well, no, this has all come down in like the last 2 weeks. So, and he, we sent it over right away, and he loved it, and he loved Feel Me, and he's like, "I want to do it. Let's do it. Let's put it out together." And he's just the kindest, most enthusiastic. He's like a big kid, like all of us. So, you know, his enthusiasm just shines through, and he's just been unbelievably supportive. And so Feel Me is out on Rumbar, and we're very proud and chuffed, as they say. And
Who says that?
The Irish people.
Okay.
And then
keep her lit, baby.
Keep her lit. And then the EP is out December 8th, also on Rumbar. So and we're very grateful.
As Richard just gave away, keep her lit. Now I know where the title comes from, I think.
Yes, it's an Irish expression that means don't give up. And just seemed right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the song that we're going to debut doesn't sound like other things that you guys have done. And the whole message is very strong, all about Justine, from everything from the cover art to it's a black and white picture from years ago. You know, and it just talk a little bit about all the thought that went into this song. It's not just a song; it's a whole full circle thing that engulfs this song.
Thanks, Mike. You're so thoughtful. I mean,
I know
you really are. You ask the best questions. I love it. It's just so fun to talk about artistic process. So I appreciate the opportunity. Mm-hmm. But it's just intuitive that, you know, that song, which was originally written actually not that long ago for a friend who had checked into a mental hospital, and the first impulse of the song was to try to say to that person that because once a person is in lockdown, you know, you can't communicate. They don't have cell phones. They have to call you from a payphone. And I had this feeling of like, I want to just tell you, like, we got you, and feel us, and we're connected, and you're not alone. And then Justine passing made me realize that song was really speaking to all people, maybe even on all planes, whether they're physically with us or not. And her speaking to me as well, saying, "Feel me, you know, we got each other." There is communication that's still going on the spiritual realm, at least I believe that. And so the song has a lot of anguish in it, and a lot of the need to connect in it. And then Wayne Viennes, my ex-husband and dear friend, started digging around for old pictures of Justine at the same time, and shot me over that shot of us. Dan Coughlin is in it. It's a rooftop wedding that we are I don't know if the wedding was on the roof, but we were at a party, and Justine was there. She was dating this friend of ours, Tom Moran, at the time, and she was at BU. She hadn't even started doing music yet or anything. So anyway, that shot just is very ghostly in this like beautiful time capsule. It's really not supposed to be a it's not a portrait of her. She's not front and center, but it's just here we are. Here we all are.
It's a moment in time.
It's a moment in time.
It captures the whole aura of the whole,
and that we've known each other for so long, and just what it means, like that she and I, at the same exact time, she started Red on Red, and I started Girl with a Hog. Both our daughters were more grown. We felt like we could do music again and really take on these big projects again. We were very aligned in that, and so it just felt right to use that photo and the kind of, to connect to the past and bring it into the present.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll never forget the day. I was calling around, and you're one of the people I called. And I don't think that we spoke that day, and I know why. You know, it was just gut-wrenching, and it still is.
Yeah.
But I know that, as you said, you still feel that Justine is with you, and you want her to know that you know that.
Exactly. And I think that's also why Lou, you know, coming into our lives at this moment in time means so much, because he was her mentor and he, you know, set her up with Red on Red and just championed her so much and so generously that it just feels like another coming home in a certain way to work with him now, you know. So we feel really, really so grateful for all of the support and our amazing community. We're all hanging out together still, so.
Well, many congratulations on being with Rumbar.
Thank you.
That's a great place to land.
Very cool.
Thank you.
It is very
really,
cool.
It's really nice.
I think what I'd like to do, since we sort of got an idea, who you are and your legacy here in the Boston area and how you're connected to each other, I think people would like to hear just a little bit of the back catalog of what there is of your band. So I'd like to play a couple of songs that we've been playing since you put them out, just to sort of get an idea of what you have sounded like as the band has evolved. It's evolved so much. So I thought that I would play a couple. I chose The Romantic, which before this new one is your latest, I think.
Yes, it is.
And it's captivated everybody. I've told you before, you know, off air, it's just a beautiful song.
Thank you, Mike.
And Same Stars, which was, we debuted it in the other studio over there that day. That was a little crazy. And Same Stars is a very personal song to you. But this will give everybody an idea of really who you are through your music.
Thank you so much. And those songs will be on the EP as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So those two, Feel Me, and there's two more songs?
Two more songs, yeah.
That we don't know yet.
Well, The Ones, which was early before we were signed. We just put out ourselves. And that was our first release. And then we have a new one called Good Enough that we just finished mastering literally down to the wire Thursday night. Pete Weiss, our amazing friend and talented helper, brilliant musician himself. He does all our mastering. He did the sequencing. We sent it off to Lou yesterday, so we're rolling now.
All right, very cool. So let me do that. Let me play The Romantic and Same Stars. Then we'll come back and we'll talk about somebody who was extremely special to Justine and he to her. And we'll talk a little bit about Jay Allen, and then we'll debut that song.
Beautiful.
This is Girl with a Hawk at WMFO. Questions. WMFO in Medford, 7:26 in the morning. Yeah, you heard me. 7:26 a.m. on a Saturday. Yeah. And we're all here talking to you, and we're happy. It's because of the coffee. And because of the company.
And the company. Yeah. So excited. And that.
So, yeah, we just heard... why am I going, yeah? We just heard Same Stars, a beautiful song. Very, very, very touching lyric and a true lyric to Linda's life. Same stars, and started off with a romantic. And Linda, I know you want to talk a little bit about a friend of ours that did some more artwork.
Oh, yes. I just had to give a shout out to our dear friend, Adam Sherman, who's a brilliant, brilliant, nice. Brilliant guy. And, of course, plays with the Nervous Eaters and has his own music, which is like one of the most beautiful music, some of the most beautiful music you'll ever hear. And I got really familiar with it through Mike Newman on a radio show when he played
that was a funny story.
An Adam Sherman song. And I was like, who is this?
Who is that
Even
voice?
Though I'd known Adam around the scene for forever, but never really heard his music, weirdly. Yeah. But anyway, he did the artwork for Feel Me. He has done the artwork for other things that we have, and we just respect it. He did the artwork for The Ones and Same Stars. So we're so grateful to him. He met many, many talents. Adam Sherman.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, I think he's from another planet. He's really just
so he just oozes creativity.
Makes it look easy and
effortless. Yeah, and he's playing with Randy Black now.
I know,
it's insane.
And the two of them, they didn't really know each other that well, but now they're like, you know, best buds.
I know, it's the sweetest thing. Yeah. And he's so good with Randy because Adam's so tasteful and he just doesn't overplay, and then he'll just smoke it. I always tell him, like, you start off real quiet, really easy, like you're not gonna even do much, and then all of a sudden he's just wailing. It's wild. It's
so
cool.
So did I forget it? So did we mention Back Porch Carousel? Because I know Chris wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, well, that's how I first heard about and met Linda. I didn't know all this history, and we saw these beautiful carousel Zoom call. Talk and music and everything that was going on as the pandemic was raging, and we fell in love with it at Mark Skin Radio to the point where we begged in and did simulcasts, and for me, actually, Adam Sherman was like my hero when I was 20. He was like rock star. Private Lightning was like the band for me and for a bunch
so
of my friends.
Cool, Chris.
So, I mean, that was like. He was like the superstar, and then I see this beautiful woman playing these great songs, and of course all the other people in Back Porch Carousel. And I know you guys have a second gig coming up, and I'm proud to say MSR was there at Herder Park in 2021.
Amazing!
And we broadcast live from the amphitheater, which was like.
It was so epic. That was
I could die
epic
happy
night.
Now. It was just so cool. You know, Sarah Levesque.
Oh, my gosh.
And everybody else who's involved. Matt Grunberg. And,
yeah. Larry Dersch, of course. Our master engineer and show host.
Eric Martin.
Oh, my God.
How many times can we say Eric Martin's name with, you know, just godlike reverence?
Just the voices alone in that group just blew me away. So we were proud to be part of that. And of course, Adam Sherman.
Yes.
Now, when are you guys playing?
So we have a little sweet reunion show on Sunday, December 10th. Adam was he has had a monthly residency at the Plow, which I believe is the second Sunday of every month. Randy Black has a residency, which is the first Saturday of every month. Sarah Levesque has a residency, which I believe is the first Sunday of every month. So it's quite an incestuous thing that's happening in the most beautiful way over there at the Plow, which we love, of course. Yep. But it's Sunday, December 10th. Adam gave up his final residency of the year to Back Porch to do this reunion with Back Porch Carousel.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. That's so
which
cool.
is so sweet and so cool. So we're gonna just wing it because nobody has time to rehearse. So. But be there 4 to 6 Sunday the 10th.
I'm really excited.
Get there early because
that's going to sell out. I mean, other thing I want to say is I haven't listened to your new song yet, so this morning's going to be my first shot, and I just love the work that you guys have done together so far.
Thank you.
Everybody at MSR, we actually had virtual fisticuffs this week, arguing over who was going to get to play it first.
Thank you.
And,
that's
and luckily,
so kind.
Luckily, the boom was lowered and Mike Newman won.
Newman.
It's Newman again.
So now we're all like racehorses at the gate, like, we want to play it. We want to play it. So trust me, we're all over it. And as
so
always with you guys, you're amazing. So
thanks
for the great music and the inspired song themes and songwriting.
Thank you very
just
much.
Just through the roof. I just, that. the last line of that song we just played, it's you that I'm dreaming of, I think is the phrase that you sang. That just burns right into my brain.
Oh,
in a million different ways, people I miss, people who I still have in my life. Yeah. It's just that one resonates and just rings in my skull every time I hear it. So
thank you very much.
You guys are awesome.
For me,
really appreciate it.
For me, the lyric in there is one that I asked you about, Linda, because I couldn't understand what it was, and it's Snuggle Up.
I know. And I just have to tell you, because Lee Harrington was our first bass player, and who we love so, so much, but got too busy with Shanghai Lows. It's all good. Love each other to bits.
Yep.
But when I brought that song down and he heard that line, Snuggle Up, he was like, Linda, real men don't say. Real men don't sing.
Well, he's right.
Snuggle Up.
Yeah, okay. he was saying that, but through his tears. I remember that.
Exactly. He was crying.
See, it all comes out.
He was just being funny.
Doesn't ring true, does it?
Well, he's a deep family man. You know, he's got three kids, and he's such a good dad. And that song is about being a dad. Well, not being able to be with your kids.
Such a good guy.
And crying a
such
lot.
Such a good man. Yeah, there's a lot of... He cried. He did cry when he heard it. So that's a beautiful thing.
All right, so speaking of crying, let's just make our way up to the debut here and talk about Jay Allen, who, you know, when you talk about best friends, I mean, you have to do two... He was Justine's bestie.
Yes, like, bestie.
They knew each other forever. Shared everything. Yeah, they lived together as friends and were creative together and did silly things together. And like you, I mean, I didn't know Justine until she came back into the scene.
Yeah.
And I met Jay at that time, too. And the two of them together were just, you know, such a friendship. And I'm going to play a song that Jay produced in memory of his friend. And, you know, It's really hard to listen to, but it's really kind of funny, too, because Jay's a funny guy. And his comment about the song was, he said, well, if I didn't write the song about her, she'd kill me. You know, you know, I had to.
Yes.
But it's called Sister in Crime.
Yes.
And I just want to play that for Jay for everybody. Because it sort of gets everybody a little bit more insight into the friendship and into Justine as well.
I love it. That was such a brilliant, brilliant choice.
Okay, so here's Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals, and this is Sister in Crime, and we'll be back after this. Okay, everybody. That's a song that's born of love, that's for sure. That was Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals and Sister in Crime, all about his sister in crime. Justine, we miss you.
Love you, Justine.
Yep. And I know you heard the song, and I know that you're smiling because of what Jay did for you. So that was nice to play that for sure. All right, so it's 7:40 in the morning. It's time. We're going to need a little drum roll here soon. But this is it. This is the new song called Feel Me, and we've talked all about this, and I just think that we should give it a spin. I mean, I'll just say it again. It's nothing like you guys have done. I mean, it starts off with Richard doing his thing, and, you know, the whole story comes through with the vocals, and then Daniel just kills it.
He rips your heart out.
Yeah, the band just does it. So, let's do this from the new album that's coming out on December 8th.
December 8th, yeah.
It's going to be called
CDs in Hand.
It's going to be called Keep Her Lit. All right, everybody. Drum roll. All right, this is Keep Her Lit, brand new from Girl with a Hawk at WMFO.
Can't live without you, no.
All right.
We are back. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, there you go, everybody. There's Girl with the Hawks' latest from their upcoming record called Keeper Lit. That was Feel Me. You heard what I was talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. The burning guitar.
It just builds to a crescendo there.
That's why we were fighting over it. Now I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We're very proud to have played it here with
you, Mike. Congratulations to you guys.
You.
I mean,
thank you.
You know, when a band starts out, you want to make it into something, and it's happening, isn't it? It really is. I mean, you knew each other so long anyway, and
you know, it just we love to be together. I think that's key. You know, we just really and Nancy Delaney. We got to mention our amazing drummer Nancy as well, and we have an amazing new bass player Dan Bernfeld, and you know, and we're so lucky to have every song on the EP is with Lee Harrington, and he just drives it so hard. And but yeah, no, Mike, thank you. It was an honor to be here this morning.
What's up with that scorching lead guitar? I mean,
I don't know who did that.
Wow. I know Daniel. I don't know. Wow. And Richard Produce. Yeah. Yeah. With me.
And Tamara Gooding engineered.
Yes. Yeah.
P. Weiss mastered. Yep. Drums from
all guitar
Nancy
players. Don't speak in microphones.
Lee are just
they don't.
No. Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to step on
everybody.
Either.
So.
Yeah, it was definitely a group effort, and it was worth the applause.
Powerful.
For sure.
Powerful.
So, listen, everybody, I've got great news for you. These guys are playing tonight. They are playing tonight in Salem at Kodo. You've got a great bill, too.
We're so excited. A
couple more beloved bands, Little Billy Lost and Holy Smoke.
Yes, dear, dear friends. So excited.
Man, you're going to need a nap.
Oh, man, we're just going to be running on adrenaline
roll,
at this
man.
Point.
This is going to be like one of the epic rock and roll shows.
It is.
We're going to be sort of like the... I don't know. We'll be lucky we survive the other two bands.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to, why we're playing last, but we are. So we're going to be like, hello, everyone. Yep. Let's rock.
And also, there's two more shows I want to mention. On Friday the 17th, the following Friday, at Square Root, as part of the IPO, the International Pop Overflow.
Our first appearance.
You guys will be there. And then in December 8th, the day of...
The day of,
Of course, it's at the Barn because it's the CD release party, duh. With Cold Expectations, who are just really coming into their own.
We're so proud of them too, and you know, we're so excited because the Friday the 17th of November is, of course, with Speed Fossil and with Cold Expectations. Also, Muck and the Myers, Dan Anklin, built this beautiful night as a tribute to Justine again. Tom Baker.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's going to be a sick night at Square Root.
Yeah,
so come on down.
Get there early because
It's not a big place.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be. It's going to be a madness.
That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah. Go to all four nights because...
I know. Every night is sick. Every night is great.
Glowbox is playing.
What night are you guys, Kev?
That's Wednesday.
Wednesday night. Sweet. Yeah. I know Kelly Knapp is playing.
Kelly Knapp's... Thursday, Kelly Knapp.
Kev!
Wednesday. About next week. I'm so confused.
It's early. I mean, we can't be counted on to...
Just go to the Square Root. That's all. Four nights. Wednesday through Saturday.
Yeah, you'll
week.
Find somebody there.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, you guys. Thank you so
thank
much.
You so
Girl
much.
With the Hawk,
right,
everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you. And
it's
our
awesome.
Good friends Garrett and Kev are here. We're so
yeah,
excited.
We'll have Garrett and Kev here in the 8 o'clock
guys.
Hour.
Thank
oh, yeah.
you, Chris, too.
All right, and I'll see you guys tonight over at Kodo.
Awesome.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Bye.
All right, Girl with the Hawk, everybody. All right, so just to get us around the corner of the top of the hour, let me play a couple of songs for you. Got some new noise from Letters to Cleo. They have some new music. Love them. Who doesn't love little Kay Hanley in 2023? All right, I'm going to start with that. It's called Bad Man, Letters to Cleo. It's new noise at WMFO.
Because I love him, and the next night I let him ride. Survival car. We can take the long way home through Central Park. Funny how the ground can find my wheels. I'm going where the road ain't there. And only riding on the path we made to Union Square. Doing what the young folks do in West Coast towns. Plowing like a banshee through. Funny how the ground can find my wheels. I'm going where the road won't tear. And only riding on the path we made to Union Square. Everybody hit the ground. I think I might have missed my calling. Everybody turn around. The lights are about to change. You better stand aside. Why you wanna walk? Don't you wanna ride? Survival car. We can take a long way home. Funny how the ground can find my wheels. I'm going where the road won't tear. And only riding on the path we made to Union Square. And only survival car. We can take a long way home.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Can Cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep looking at her every day. At 4:45, coffee drinking, eating time, Jimmy shimmies while I woke up the artist that painted the